The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is The Art of Being Well. What's up, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine doctor. I get to consult people around the world via webcam, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, The Inflammation Spectrum, Ketotarian, and Gut Feelings. I can't leave Gut Feelings out. It's newly released, Gut Feelings. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, becoming a patient, we have brand new telehealth patient options now open, and there's lots of free resources there for you as well. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And yes, as I mentioned, Gut Feelings is out. If you haven't checked it out, it's healing the shame-fueled relationship between what you eat and how you feel. It's this concept that I talk about in the book called shameflammation, how things like shame and things that drive shame, like unresolved trauma, chronic stress, shame and stress around food, shame and stress around our bodies, how those mental, emotional, spiritual things impact our physiology, impact our biochemistry, dysregulating our nervous system, raising inflammation levels, impacting our hormone health. Things that we see play out on patients' labs all the time aren't always about what you're feeding your body. Sometimes, actually a lot of times, they're also what are we feeding our head and our heart? And that's something that we really tackle in Gut Feelings, plus the gut stuff. So it's gut and feelings, the physiological and the psychological. I love that book so much. Out of all the books I've written, it's my favorite. My book, Baby's Out in the World. So check out the Gut Feelings information at drwillcole.com. And we're giving away free signed books whenever you rate and review The Art of Being Well. So head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well on Apple Podcasts. Holly and I will randomly pick winners every month. No matter when you listen to this episode, I'll reach out to you, ask which book you want me to sign. It could be Gut Feelings, it could be any other ones, and we'll send it out to you. So you can do it two different ways. You can leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself. We read every single one.
Make sure that you leave your handle. That's a vital part.
Or plan B, you can screenshot your Apple Podcast review and message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole. And every month we'll be going through and picking winners via the messages on Instagram or the Apple Podcast review. And then I'll reach out to you and we'll send you a book. All right. As you already heard, we have Holly D, DJ Holly D here.
I'm here.
She's not really a DJ, guys. It's just her nickname.
No, so, but like, I feel like I kind of am a DJ. You know what I mean? You guys know what I mean.
She's definitely a DJ.
Oh, wow.
I'm basically a DJ.
Yeah, you are. Yes, that is true. In many ways. Music is a part of
every
aura,
part of me.
For sure.
I think we sing every day because she's just laughs. She's like a
I can turn a song, anything into a song.
So Holly's here to moderate, as she is every Ask Me Anything episode. She's here. She compiles all your burning health questions. So submit them, my friends. Anything you want to know. Nothing's off limits. We talk about health, nutrition, functional medicine, labs, like any like biohacking thing you want to learn about, superfoods, anything. Just submit it. We add it to a Google Doc and we'll get to as many as possible in these episodes that are devoted entirely to you asking questions and we'll answer it. And to help me with answering your burning health questions, we have Emily and Andrea on the Functional Medicine Telehealth team.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Also known as the Sanderson sisters. Two
of the three. Megan, you all know Megan from previous Ask Me Anything. She's on maternity leave right now, but she'll be back very soon.
So you get me instead, Andrea.
And Andrea, you also know her from the Mental Health is Physical Health episodes, where we go over clinical deep dives on specific patient cases. So Polly's the head of our patient experience team. So she's... explain it to the people that are new to the show.
Okay, yeah. So really our team, my team up front, we say up front, but no one really knows what that means. Yeah. At the clinic, we have a team that sits at the front. Anyways, we oversee any inquiries, anyone that is curious about what it looks like to become a patient, getting scheduled, answering emails, phone calls, really just serving any of our patients to the best of our ability.
Yeah, improving the experience.
Yes.
Optimizing experience.
And 100%.
Emily, Andrea, and I are on the patient team, obviously, and the team bigger than us, but, you know, we are the three on the show.
We've been here the longest. We're
that
the OGs.
That is true. That is true.
The OGs
three
of us are the group. Here. OGs.
So yeah. So anyways, we're here to, let's get right to the questions. Actually, we're going to do a little bit of different.
This is fun.
This is going to be a fun spin on Ask Me Anything episode of The Art of Being Well, because we get asked a lot, what's your take on this? What's your take on this? Just the latest health and wellness nutrition trends on social media and online.
Especially that TikTok.
Especially TikTok. We're going to call this, I don't know what we're going to call this, hot or not.
Hot or not.
Hot take. Wellness hot take. We're going to go through some of the things that people ask us a lot about and include it in this little segment we're calling hot or not.
Hot or not. This is so exciting. Okay. Team,
I do like
Dr.
this.
Cole, what is your take on, is this hot or not, the 75 hard challenge?
Okay. So 75 hard challenge or 75 hard. Let's go through this. You have to follow a diet, and they don't really give a specific diet, but they say no alcohol or meals outside your chosen diet. So basically follow something from a nutritional standpoint. Complete 2 45-minute workouts, one of which must be outdoors. Take a progress picture. Drink 1 gallon of water every day. And read 10 pages of a book, audiobooks not included. So I think overall, all of these things sound good. I mean, finding a way that to eat foods that love you back, moving your body, taking a progress picture, like really wanting to improve and level up your health. All this sounds good. Reading a book. No, I think that's getting people to do this and making this trendy for the average American Westerner that's out there. Most of the stuff's pretty good. Now, if you've never worked out before and you're going to 2 45-minute workouts a day, maybe too much too soon. So maybe people need to do like a 25-minute workout. Like,
no. Well, that's the problem. This person who created this says no exceptions.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm saying if I had to go and make this, okay. I'm thinking of the all average right. patient, I'm saying—
But you're saying hot or not as stands.
Hot, it depends. I think
hot
context
or not,
matters.
This is the 75 hard. I just want to say I've been told and I've looked into it. There's a soft version too. Okay.
All right.
We're looking at the hard version.
So, as is for the most people, I would think you're going to get more good out of it than any negative. So I would say hot-ish.
I agree with it. To be honest, I feel like one, I understand. I think the important part of this is like they make it clear that it's not backed by science. Like someone just kind of picked 75 days, like when they originated this. But at the same time, I agree. I think you are going to get more benefit out of this. And obviously, yes, it's got to be hottish because I do think certain people would have to modify it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. There's just no way I'm doing 245 workouts a day.
245 minutes?
Well, that's my point. But this whole says, the one quote from the person that created this, you will be tempted to try and change things a little to suit yourself and your, quote, special lifestyle. But that right there is the root of every problem in your life. Well, are we missing any big grace? Where is the grace in this?
I feel like you're setting people up almost for some failure with a look like that too. And it kind of in that yo-yo dieting type of way too, because one, you have an end date too. So it's like after the end date, like what is the purpose? Just go back to what you're doing? Or is this like, how aren't we supposed to be creating lifelong habits here? So I feel like if you're not modifying it, then you are at risk of not creating these lifelong habits.
100%.
I do think though that there's a lot of good things here. Getting outside, reading a book, not just on your phone or listening to it, like actually reading it. Like I do think there's a lot of really great things here.
And you look at, think of this, these things, our ancestors would just call this a Monday.
Life? Yeah.
They'd be like, okay.
Moving for 245 minutes. Like, this is shocking.
So here's the thing. I like the idea of it. What I don't like is also, if you miss one day, you have to start back over at the beginning. Yes. So this is a...
You can't just add a day on?
No. That's the whole point. It's supposed to be 75 hard.
But
meaning
do
it's,
you think that we've gotten, as Holly would say, a little too soft?
I think we've gotten a little soft.
I feel like we've gotten a little too soft.
I'm
to
soft
say, like,
as can be. Can we? Let's be real.
I feel like... And I'm literally speaking to myself, like, I don't work out like once a day. I go for a nice hot girl walk, which we're going to get into a little bit here. But like, I do think in some ways we've gotten a little too soft and we consider these things too hard.
With like, you, but think about our average patient. Think about our average patient, and you ask this person to do this in the middle of a flare. Person is trying to get their health
the
and stuff.
Okay, I'll give you this.
Do you hear my point?
Yes, but we're dealing people that have autoimmune issues, underlying health problems,
and how many
fatigue,
millions of Americans have
syndrome.
Those.
You're right. Okay. I hear what you're saying. But the average person that's just like, don't do any wellness in my life. I just don't feel good because I don't eat well and I don't move my body and I don't read and like stimulate my brain. I think the average Westerner out there that's like, they should lean into this and consider this.
Here's the thing at the end of the day. It doesn't say what diet to choose. You can choose something that is realistic for you. It doesn't say what workouts you have to do. Those could be realistic for you. It doesn't have to be some HIIT workout.
Could be 45 minute walks.
Walks, or it could be yoga. It could be even like, again, just movement.
Yeah, I think walking
for
45 minutes twice a day, most Americans would benefit from this exponentially.
I don't disagree with that, honestly, but I'm like, when are you guys doing this? Like, no. 45 minute slots?
And here's the thing, at the end of the day,
honestly, if you think about how many hours are in a week, like, we could make that work. It's when you take authority of your time, I think that you could. Now, honestly, I agree with you. I think we've just gotten a little bit soft. Yes, for certain people, it should be modified probably.
100%.
It already is modifiable. I just think we look at the time.
That's true. I was thinking of like a full on insanity workout, 245 minutes. But you're right. It doesn't specify. It just says 245 minute workouts. Yes. Like walk.
Okay,
here's
the thing.
Movement, foam rolling, like stretching, like incorporating.
Yoga.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yoga. Yeah. Anything.
Tai Chi, something gentle.
No, I agree with all of that. But you take the average person who's not doing this, and don't you see they could get burnt out very quickly?
So
if they don't have that direction of your gentle approach to this, and you gave someone the average, the person,
they're just going to hurt their
body. They're going to hurt their body.
And this is where I agree with you on that, because I'm a big fan of the book Atomic Habits, and I think it's by James Clear. Yes. And he really talks about, again, building upon, like starting with a habit and building upon that. Obviously, you're bringing in all these things at once. I do think that could be overwhelming to the mind a little bit. But at the same time, like I said, I still think that you're going to get a lot more benefit out of this. But for certain people, Andrea, I do agree that they might have to start with something and build upon that over time to create a long-term habit.
I 100% was just playing devil's advocate. I actually don't disagree with anything you guys said. I was just thinking about patients that I see on a regular basis. And then if I told them to do this without no clear direction, how mentally and emotionally overwhelming that would be.
Yeah, they should just read it, like make it... Make the food for you. Make the workouts work for you. Drink the dang water. It's just a gallon. And read a dang book. I just, like, that shouldn't be radical as a general rule.
I don't think any of it's really radical in the sense of that these are all things we should be doing and being outside. But at the end of the day, even though this person tells you not to modify it, modify it.
Modify it to your body. Bioindividuality.
Yeah, and hey,
people.
The soft version is only one 45-minute workout. So I just want to say, if you're trying to go
if I'm
to
doing
that
a challenge,
side of
though,
things.
Do
I'm
I
sure
love
the guy who
challenge?
Created 75 hard really does not like 75 soft.
Oh, I'm sure. But like, he's making it easy for us. You know what I'm saying?
And by us, she means herself.
Yeah, pointing to me.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, so wait, did we decide hot or not?
Hot-ish.
I say hot-ish. I say
hot-ish. Okay, I can
I'm
agree with it.
Hot-ish. Like,
I think hot-ish. It's hot.
I won't I do it, but it's hot-ish.
Soft, I would say probably not as much, because nobody wants anything soft.
Okay, we're moving on now.
Yes, next hot or not.
Or not.
To those curious about taking the next step towards personal wellness and want to be more proactive about their healthy choices, Vive Organic is the fresh wellness brand that strengthens your immune system with nature's most powerful ingredients. Vive holds themselves to the highest quality of sustainably sourced, fresh pressed ingredients. Vive is doctor crafted for effectiveness you can actually trust. There's zero added sugar, zero artificial flavors, and zero artificial colors. Vive never waters down their shots. It's available in a variety of different blends for every immune boosting occasion. Vive has some amazing immune supporting wellness shots, like the Immunity Boost Original that has ginger and turmeric. They have Energy and Immunity Wellness Shot that has blueberry, ginger, and also has a little bit of caffeine. And they have the Immunity Boost Elderberry, which has elderberry, of course, and ginger and turmeric. So you have all three flavors. Actually, out of all three, I love the original the most. They're all fantastic, so try them all out. But I love the Immunity Boost Original with the ginger and the turmeric. They also have Immunity Boosts with cayenne. They have a Wellness Rescue with oil of oregano. They have Immunity Boost Vitamin C. They have Pure Boost Turmeric, which I also love as well. You get 30,000 milligrams of fresh pressed turmeric in there. They have Pure Boost Ginger. They have so many things. You have to check them out. I recommend getting their variety packs. You can try all the different flavors and see which one you like the best. And you can tag me on Instagram. Let me know which Vive Wellness Shot Immunity Boost that you love the best. To kickstart your journey, use code WILLCOLE for 15% off. And to learn more, visit viveorganic.com. Again, that's code WILLCOLE, all one word, for 15% off. And learn more at viveorganic.com. That's viveorganic.com. Viveorganic.com.
Celery juicing.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
So I like when people ask me this.
Do you believe in celery juice? Yes, I have seen it. I don't know how to, like, that's so funny. Do you believe in this? So yeah, I think the celery juice, it was popularized by the medical medium. And, you know, I don't know. I think that you could benefit from bringing whole foods or alive foods, vegetables, fruits in your life, right? The concept of where it came about, he's very vegan, plant-based focused, and he's getting people to eat fruits and vegetables, which for the average person is not a bad thing, kind of what I was saying with 75 hard. But just because something's better doesn't necessarily mean it's the most optimal for you. And I think that the strong statements around some of the things, like celery juice is going to cure you of Epstein-Barr virus, and the Epstein-Barr virus is the cause of all the woes in the world when it comes to autoimmune issues and chronic health problems. I think it's overstated in many ways, but we see reactivated Epstein-Barr viruses in patients, especially for people that have different HLA gene variants and methylation gene variants. And we know the research. It's linked to triggering autoimmune issues in some people, Epstein-Barr viruses. It's linked to triggering chronic fatigue syndrome for some people. So context matters, I think, around this. And I think that I don't know how much celery juice is going to help those people, but they are bringing good things in their life to support their gut health, support their overall health by bringing in something like a celery juice. I think that the amount that people are consuming for these protocols is a lot, and it's very, let's say, cleansing to the GI system. Gosh. And people that have FODMAP intolerances and are over consuming these juices and vegetables that are higher in these fermentable sugars, I'm not saying it's bad, but maybe start off low and slow and find out the amount that works for you. And yeah, so that's my thoughts on it. We recommend green juices for some patients, and celery juice could be amongst them. And it's more water filled, so it's easy to make a juice versus like a dark leafy green. You're gonna have to juice a lot of those. But sometimes having no fiber for a time to give the gut a bit of a reprieve, even though fiber is important long term, I find that there's a place for brothing. There's a place for juicing for people that need it therapeutically. But for the most people, I would say have it with your meals, right? Have celery juice, have something like that with your meals to bring more phytonutrients and nutrients into your life. That's my thoughts on it. But I'm not saying it because Spirit told me. I'm just saying it in general. I've seen it help people that have chronic constipation. I've seen it help support their gut health and GI motility.
Yeah, so everything you said, I don't really have much to add to that other than the fact that, again, bioindividuality. There are people that say they feel great on it. And then there are patients who come to us. They were like, I tried the celery juice and all it did was make me look 3 months pregnant and I felt like crap. And I'm like, okay, well, that's probably not best for you then. Mm-hmm. It's a real whole food in a sense of it's the juice form, but I don't think it's a miracle worker. And in our 13 plus years of experience, I haven't seen it move the needle dramatically for people where they felt like this was the end all be all. So, and I will also say this, it tastes like dirt.
I was just gonna say,
I love a good celery juice, but I would agree with you. I don't think it's some end all be all, and I don't think it's a tool that's necessary for everyone, but I love the taste of it.
But you also are a rabbit and you like things that taste like dirt.
I don't really care for celery, so it's like, it's a no for me.
No, I will drink it, but it's.
I would prefer a hearty soup with protein and starchy vegetables with celery juice in the soup.
It does add that earthy flavor to it. I agree.
I would say, cook with I would prefer for the average person to have the whole food with the fiber, with a hearty stew that's calorically rich.
A hearty stew.
That actually sounds really good.
All right. I think that would be my thing. So hot or not, celery juice.
I'm going to say not.
I don't want to say hottest for everyone.
Yeah, have to say not for something.
You have to make a decision. Be decisive here.
I would say not because it's not for everybody.
It's not for me.
I would say not for the... I would say not. I would say not.
We love you, celery.
Doesn't mean you're a bad person.
But you love celery juice,
if you're having it, get it. But I would not say as far as a trend... that it would be a hot. It would be a not.
Okay.
Well, can I play devil's advocate this? I think the average person, them having soda and then having celery juice.
Yeah, but then we're back.
On.
I mean.
It's better than the average thing. So Americans do a lot worse things than celery juice.
Yes, Frappuccino.
So I said not, but I did. It's like, okay, if they're filling up on that over some like soda
how many
or
people
alcohol.
Are they just having it in conjunction?
I don't disagree with you, Dr. Cole.
Yeah. And here's the other thought too. It is not fair. No matter what we think of the medical medium or whoever, I've heard he's a great person. And Alejandro Younger, who's one of my closest friends in wellness, he wrote the foreword of his book. And look, I only have heard good things about the medical medium. I don't know much about him personally. But what I would say is, it is not fair for us to say he's just saying do celery juice.
No.
He's saying do lots of things that are good things.
Well, no, we're taking that out. We're taking that portion out. We're not attacking anyone in person because if that's what you feel, that you are leading people to health and you're seeing changes, who are we to tell you otherwise?
Yeah. And many people are helped by him.
As far as a
trend. Many people are helped by him.
And celery, if you're listening out there, we still love you.
For all the stocks
of celery
out there.
I love you with a good Valencia organic peanut butter.
I was going to say, that's the only way I'm having it.
All right. Okay. Next one.
On to the next one. Hot or not. IVs. Let's go there. Come on, y'all.
So I did not think this is radical at all. But if you
guys shields ready, get the shields ready. Shield wall.
Wow. Shield wall. I didn't realize this was gonna be a thing. Go back. My sweet friend, who I love dearly, Gwyneth Paltrow, was on the show. She listens to the podcast. Hey, Gwyneth. But I didn't think it's so normal for people to choose to have IVs when they want to have it with some B vitamins or eating good foods and not living on an IV diet. And I didn't realize that it would be such a big radical thing because it's so normal within the health and wellness world. But I think context matters, right? Food is first. Nobody's saying anything other than that. So go back and listen to the episode if you haven't yet. And the whole world has listened to that episode. But it was taken completely out of context. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm not going to go into details, but we don't It's not a part of our protocols.
No. And IVs I will are. Say this, though. As far as IVs, if you're going to knock someone that takes an IV, then you have to literally go in GNC and take all the multivitamins off the shelf. You literally can, all it is someone picking particular nutrients to encourage their body's healing or just to support general health. If you are against IVs, then you can't even be for anything, in my opinion. And I know that's pretty dramatic, but that's how I feel. If you're going to say, oh, you can't go get a B12 or some sort of IV therapy because you're feeling run down, or magnesium because you're feeling a little anxious, then take everything off the shelf. Then you're not allowed to take anything, because that to me is just, it's for you. You are picking something just because one person said something positive about it and you wanted to have an opinion about it.
Yeah. And the reality too is this is the context around this. It's administered by a nurse.
Yes.
That was lost when people were freaking out about it. It's administered by a nurse.
Yeah.
There are many med spas with nurses and medical doctors that are administering these things, and it's case specific based on that person's case. So people aren't, I don't know anybody that's self-administering these things walking
around.
And
they're really affordable. I'm not going to lie. Like, these are things that, like, we've done that, again, there's plenty of clinics around us that these things are realistic tools. Do I think everyone needs them? No.
I don't use them. I don't need to use them. I get my nutrients from food only. But if someone needs them in specific health purpose to support their health, like you said, Andrea, who are we to sit there and judge somebody about it? But and I know some patients that love it.
Yes.
You guys did it.
Yeah, we did.
We've done it multiple times. Yeah.
So, I mean, you did some not so affordable ones too, like methylene blue is more expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and methylene blue, I mean, again, that one's like a 10-minute thing. Like, it's a 10-minute IV. It's helping with your mitochondrial function. It's helping with your mood, detoxification. So, I mean, there's a lot of cool benefits to it. Now, do I think I need to do it all the time? No, I don't think I need to do it all the time.
Maybe a few times a year,
A few times a year, yeah. But it has been beneficial, and we've done different ones as well. You know, whether it's just like B vitamins, we've done
ozone IV.
Yeah, we did the ozone IV therapy. So it's a cool tool to add in. And like I said, it's something that I think that is for certain people can be really beneficial, especially if they have absorption issues or have different issues that make it harder for them to get the nutrients. So I love it. I definitely think it's something that could be a great addition to what you're doing, especially if you're going to the right place. In the right clinic.
Yeah, absolutely. And just going to speak from personal experience, I have two different autoimmune diseases, and I don't speak that over myself. It's not like I identify with that, but I just have to be cognizant of my health and what works for me. And you know what? I am a full-time worker. I have a husband. I have kids. I have, you know, sports after school. Sometimes my body needs extra support, and I will not feel any shame about going to a place. These are the same people who are going to invest in a vacation or a new pair of Nikes or all these different things. And I choose to invest in things that make me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
End of the day. That's what I do.
I'd get one every week if I could. I've only experienced IVs two times. It was like magnesium. It was called Relax Magnesium Selenium. So, yep. Mm-hmm. And I loved it, for real.
Yeah.
I would do it every day. Yeah. It's a hot for me.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a hot for me.
Definitely think it's a hot.
I think it's a hot if it's
clinically
for you.
Appropriate.
Yes. Yeah. Like,
exactly. For sure.
Yeah. I don't use it, but again, I don't have any underlying issue that I'm looking to support. But if you're run down, if you feel like you're getting, if you're feeling sick, go to a med spa or a wellness center with a doctor and a nurse that does these things. And
love
that's
it.
That's how we feel about
hot
it.
Hot for us, y'all.
Hot.
Our next partner is Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. I love it. My telehealth team loves it. My patients love it. Why? AG1 is way more than just greens. It's all your key health products like multivitamins, multiminerals, pre and probiotics, and so much more working together synergistically as one. It helps to support your gut health so your whole body can thrive. AG1 has been part of millions of mornings since 2010. It's made with 75 super high quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients that deliver benefits like mood support, immune system support, sleep support, sustained energy throughout the day, and so much more. I like that my AG1 is delivered monthly, so I don't even have to think about it. And when I'm traveling, I, without a doubt, every time take the AG1 travel packs. So it's very convenient. I just have it as a carry-on, And pro tip, what I do typically is I will get a Trenta or Venti Starbucks cup and have it in the hotel room. So I just fill it up with a bottle of water, mix my AG1, and very convenient no matter where I'm at, no excuses. So if you want to take ownership of your health, today is a good time to start. Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D. And you all know, I look at labs for a living. Vitamin D deficiency is pervasive, to say the least. And you need it to support your mood, your energy levels, your immune system, so much more. They're going to give you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and also 5 free of those travel packs that I talked about with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Will Cole. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Will Cole. Check it out.
Okay, next one. Hot or not? Hot girl walks.
Okay, so let's go over hot girl walks and what the parameters are.
We're definitely on this trend. This is hot for us. Yeah. We do hot girl walks every day.
Yeah, we do.
No,
we do.
Some of us. I don't want to say anything bad about this at all because I literally love it so much.
Okay, hot girl walk, 4-mile outdoor walk where you can only think about 3 things. Things you're grateful for.
Love it.
Your goals and how you want to achieve them and how hot you are. I think this is freaking amazing.
This is the best thing.
Walking, which is such a low impact, effective, so much research around people just walking more, and gratitude practice and positive mindset and putting positive thoughts in and getting off technology.
I love it. I just learned what this was yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm all about it.
I knew it was a thing. I didn't know there were rules.
Yeah, I didn't know there were rules either. But yeah.
No, I like the rules though. Those are good rules. I can't find one negative thing. Talk positively to yourself. Get outside and disconnect from electronics.
On TikTok during their walk. They're not following the hot girl walk rules, right? If they're like,
say no social. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, you're right. It doesn't say no social media, but it's saying only things you can do are. But I guess you could do those 3 things. Think about your grateful, your goals, and how hot you are on while you're filming yourself.
I guess that's true. Maybe it makes you think you're hot more if you're filming yourself.
I love it.
I don't know.
And then full circle moment, guys. We did not know where this trend came from, but in researching this, we found out that our head of marketing, Jen Herlis, son's girlfriend is the TikTok content creator that created this, Mia Lind.
What?
So she's,
I love that,
tangentially part of the clinic.
Yeah, basically. We didn't know that.
Shout out to Jen Herlis. I did not know that you were part of TikTok royalty with the hot girl walk trend.
But now we know.
And we love it.
Absolutely hot.
I'm going to give this like a hot.
Oh, that is really hot.
Squared.
That's a hot.
I just did that is just super purely hot. To see Emily's face. I wish you could have seen it.
I love it. I love when Andrea starts to really show herself a little bit more.
She must have had some caffeine this morning.
I did.
You guys truly,
this morning.
If you're a patient, like I want you to truly see her personality. Like she comes to life in this place for real.
Well, she has some caffeine. She starts foaming at the mouth. It's kind of a...
All right,
swallowing.
So she even
we'll
sings.
Talk about my caffeine. Ask her APO or what it, Gene, is
CYP1A2.
Yes,
we'll
patience.
Talk about that on another.
Ask
another
her to
time.
Do an accent for you. Literally, it'll change your life.
No, the whole world does not want to see that.
Uh oh. Clearly, we have differing opinions,
and it will not be happening. So, are we done with our hot or not?
Is that the last? No,
it's
no. We just have 2 more. Okay, the next one, hot or not. Mouth taping.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so she already gave her opinion. let me explain it real fast for the people.
Because mouth taping sounds weird if you don't know what we're talking
about. We're not saying getting packing tape and putting it around your head. And no, this is not like a crime show. But it's just a light piece of tape. They even have ones that have a little slit for your mouth.
Yes.
That's the ones we recommend to patients.
Like a little mouth sleeping bag.
Like a Band-Aid.
A little mouth.
It's like a sleeping bag for your mouth.
Sleeping bag for your
in
mouth.
Way.
I really want to try this.
A weighted blanket for your mouth.
There
we go.
So it's lightly keeping your mouth closed to encourage nose breathing through the night, which can help to lubricate your nostrils and prevent sinuses from drying out.
Oh my gosh.
Making the air you breathe in more humid, which can help chronic lung issues like asthma. It can help to support balancing out pH levels in the mouth, the oral microbiome, preventing dental problems, dry mouth, gingivitis. it can increase your intake of nitric oxide, which is crucial for brain function, cardiovascular, heart health, and just overall blood oxygen levels. And we see this improving REM and deep sleep on Aura and Whoop band scores, and decrease your chance of snoring, which will also contribute to the improvement of the REM and the deep sleep. So it's a big hot for me.
It's,
if you can't
it's
tell.
It's a hot for me.
I've
it's
never tried it, but I'm getting excited.
When I tell you, my husband doesn't snore anymore, which, I mean, that man could wake up a neighborhood.
Because
like,
of the
real.
Taping.
Because of the mouth taping. And honestly, he's seen the benefit. Even after 1 to 2 uses, he was sleeping deeper, like longer, so much better. Like just his dreaming, like is
Does
even
he
improved.
Use them every night?
Yes, he uses
like,
it every
Like, it becomes
single...
a for real,
yes.
for real, like,
but even
lifestyle,
on nights, like,
I feel like.
On nights that he's gone away where he hasn't brought it with him, like, he can still tell that he's sleeping better. Like, he's not...
Wow.
But I've used it, too. And well, I will say this. You don't look hot because...
you don't look hot, but you feel
like,
hot
we
the
have the
day.
Ones... We have the ones that's called myotape where it's, like, sits around your mouth. So you can still talk if you need to. Our kids are literally like, what the heck is that? So you don't look hot, but it's hot for real. Now, I'm a light sleeper, so I can't lie. I have woken up in the middle of the night before and been like, who's taping my mouth? Like, am I being kidnapped right now? But I am awake. I realize it. I rip it off, go back to sleep. So
I will say this. I'm also a light sleeper and have never felt like I was being kidnapped in the middle of the night. I've just woken up and been like, oh.
Yeah, but
I
you watch too many crime.
Do too not take
crime.
Emily's opinion of this too seriously.
I'm really interested.
But it's hot. I literally,
the patient
I sleep.
Team,
so
let me
well.
Just say, the patient team, Holly, we recommend it to a lot of patients.
Everybody, I already yeah. have it in my Amazon cart. I just need to order them.
It's,
and I've been wanting to
when
for
I
a while.
I tell you, it's
you
amazing.
Have to,
I feel
Holly.
Like this is a
caveat
sign.
Is it going to fix every sleep problem? No.
No.
But for the average person out there, consider trying it. There's really no risk factor to
no,
it.
No, you don't like it.
Just make sure
off.
You can breathe through your nose. Because if you can't breathe through your
if
nose.
If you have a cold, yeah. might not be the best thing to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
But otherwise, for the average person out there, talk with your, you know, doctor, consider trying
your dentist this. Will love it. I'm telling you, there's so many benefits to it. I yeah. mean, because mouth breathers have a lot more issues than you realize.
Yeah. Don't be a mouth breather. What's
Don't
that
be
from?
A mouth breather.
What's that from Stranger Things? Mouth breather.
That's so never, not hot.
Don't be a mouth breather.
Okay.
Okay. Last but not least, hot or not, liquid chlorophyll.
So chlorophyll, this is wildly popular on social. I see these sort of drops everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Chlorophyll drops. Actually, a lot of the chlorophyll drops on social media is usually something called chlorophyllin, not true chlorophyll. It's actually a semi-synthetic, water-soluble form of chlorophyll, and it's derived from chlorophyll but bound to copper instead of magnesium. So typically, you're not getting chlorophyll in its pure form, but it's kind of a semi-synthetic alternative for it or source of it. And then people, they can get in powder, tablet, liquid, tincture form. I prefer, I will say this, my thought on this is to get it from foods. Get it from algae like spirulina, chlorella, dark leafy greens, dark leafy fruits, like green fruits, like kiwi. That's where I would get your chlorophyll from. I don't see this to be needed if you're getting it from food. So I would say not as a general rule. What do you guys think?
I don't disagree. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's bad. I think that there are, I agree with the quality. And if you're not being, if you're not sure of the sourcing, if you're not sure of what you're taking, you probably shouldn't be taking anything in that sense. If it's not generalized enough.
I agree. I'm a huge chlorella and spirulina fan. So it's like, why not take that and get all of the other benefits?
Yeah.
With including the chlorophyll that's in it. So that's
exactly.
how I feel about it.
Because it can be a part of a really great plant-based protein if you're getting it from spirulina and chlorella. So I prefer spirulina and chlorella.
And I feel like we just know like the social media trends too of like people saying, oh, this is what I take. This is what I take. And people just purchase it. Like, do we even look into the quality and the sourcing of it too? So if you're not sure how to do that, like I would never just look. And I mean, again, I've done it too, where you see something, you're like, oh, I'm going to buy that. I'm going to purchase it. But when it comes to supplements, like you said, especially if a lot of these are the synthetic version, like we should be making sure that you're getting the good quality of it. So I feel like it's a not for me just because there's probably a lot out there that people are taking that's not the good quality.
That would be my only reason I would give it a not.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a good source, I'm sure there are good sources of liquid chlorophyll out there, and it can be part of some sort of protocol, and I'm not dogging on that. But I'm saying, just like you're saying, the trend, not looking at the sourcing of it, this sort of wild, wild west of chlorophyll, I don't think it's...
Well, that's it goes back to our point even with the IVs. People are going to rag on IVs, but those are being administered by a actual either nurse or a doctor or someone who is making sure quality and sourcing. TikTok is not a nurse or a doctor. It is a social media platform in which people tout things that sometimes they make money off of. Mm-hmm. So I always, you know, just do your due diligence. Just look into it. And we're not saying it's a bad thing, but make sure it's the right thing for you.
Yeah, well said.
Now you know.
That was that the last hot or not?
That was the last one. Yep.
So submit your hot or nots because we're going to try to do this regularly.
This was fun. This was really fun.
We do have another health question that's not a hot or not.
We do have a question, Dr. Cole. Okay. Now that you've went viral, what do you think of the podcast controversy? And y'all know what we're talking about.
So for people that listen to the podcast, I'm sure you've seen a little bit of it. But basically, it's the episode that we had on The Art of Being Well with myself and Gwyneth Paltrow. We talked about a lot about her wellness routine. It was an hour-ish long conversation. And there was a clip that was obviously clipped down as a teaser or social media clip that was saying, hey, listen to this episode. These are some of the things that we talked about. And the question was, what's your wellness routine look like? What are some of the things that you do? And the clip was some aspects of what she said in that hour-long conversation. And there was that went viral. Then it was the IV that went viral. It was just every little thing. You know, so much of it is I was sitting there with someone that I know that I thought it was the most uncontroversial thing ever because I was hearing the full context of it. Social media really lacks context and people get their news from clips and not the full context and run with it. And these are quote unquote reputable people that would never want that done for for themselves, but realize that this was a clip and there are podcast clips for every podcast that's out there. It's not the entire conversation. That's why it's actually encouraging you to listen to the entire conversation. So I think that's the main, what was the question? What's my thoughts
on it? Overall thoughts? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think at the end of the day, I feel like it's unfortunate, really. Mm-hmm. I think that it's unfortunate that I don't want to be viral for something like that. I don't want to be viral for taking things out of context. That's really messed up. And I think that at the same time, even if you hear the entire context, and I've said this before, but I'll say it on the podcast, is that I feel like people hyperventilating over someone eating soups and broths and vegetables and protein and talking about getting creative with carbs. If someone's hyperventilating about that still, even after the context, I think that says a lot about our culture. And we have a massive metabolic problem in this country. We have a massive problem with chronic disease that's largely lifestyle driven. And, you know, I think of that Chris Rock Netflix special recently, the selective outrage. I wish people got outraged about what's actually killing the United States, which is a massive metabolic problem. Someone eating fruits and vegetables, meat and soups is not killing anybody. It's actually supporting their health.
Yeah. I just think, too, it's interesting how we've created such a culture of you do you to better yourself until it's someone that we dislike.
Yeah.
You do you to better yourself. Do what you need to do. We stand by you until it's someone you dislike. And that because it. You know, if it was any other person, if it was someone else that, again, culturally is loved and whatnot, that they would have not said a dang thing.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Could you imagine if anybody in the public eye that said, I had McDonald's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. People would probably laugh, but people wouldn't be in the outrage and be like, you're feeding chronic disease.
Right.
They would.
No.
It wouldn't be radical. But someone's like, I eat real foods. I wait a few hours to eat until I break my fast. That says so much about why we have the most disease in the shortest lifespan of all industrialized
nations. Absolutely. And can I also just say that to me, it goes back to a heart issue. Mm-hmm. It's like this has nothing to do with the food. It had nothing to do with the food. Anybody that is logical and has any sort of concept surrounding what makes sense, like you just said, Dr. Cole, no one's going to look at someone eating McDonald's though and think it's healthy every lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But we can, as a people, for the most part, acknowledge that real whole foods are going to be good for you. Having tacos, whether that's on a grain-free or corn tortilla that's, you know, a healthier or more organic one, or you're having fruits and vegetables and proteins with every meal and healthy fats, most people would look at that and say that that's good. At the end of the day, it's a heart issue, and that person is angry about something. And for me, you know, at first I was enraged for you and I was upset for you. I even had my sister-in-law, Natalie, even texted me and was like, how dare they? You know what I mean? Like, there's people in my life that were just outraged for you. But at the end of the day, what I had to remind myself of is that person's life has to not, it has to have some sort of negative energy for them to carry that through and demonize something as simple as real whole food. And so that is, as a team, we have to remind ourselves of that because we're people and we have emotions. And watching you walk through that and that controversy, because you're right, the last thing you want to be viral for is someone hurting someone else and yeah, emotionally.
It was actually so sick so at nasty. The end of it all.
It was so negative. Yeah. So at the end of the day, we forgive you guys. We forgive you for saying your negative things, but we really encourage you to take a closer look at your motives, your heart, and why you're doing the things that you're doing.
And again, I was taking out of context. So it's like, for the most, it's like, if you can't understand, it's a clip that was part of a larger conversation.
Taken out of context. That's the key part.
Let's just go farther. What if it wasn't? So what? Mm-hmm. Who are you to judge another person?
Right. We were talking about one person's experience, one person, this is what works for them. We were not saying everybody should do it. This is not prescriptive. And it's, and people would say on social media, well, like, what about all the young people on TikTok? You know what? We're responsible for what we consume. And if you're talking about a minor, maybe they shouldn't be on TikTok. If they don't have the discernment to know what's right for them or not, maybe you as a parent need to look at what your kids are viewing on social media.
Yeah.
And parent your kids instead of letting social media parent your kids. And that's like saying anything else in our culture. Like, there's lots of crazy things on social media. I promise you that is not the craziest thing your minors are looking at in social media.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me the amount of time that people like put into creating something that's so mean and negative.
No,
like, I mean, everything that you guys just said, but I think that was like my biggest takeaway is like, y'all are out here spending hours talking smack on someone. Like,
and what's crazy
cool.
is that that conversation we were talking about, that keyboard warrior culture in the conversation, which is the height of irony.
Oh my God, how ironic.
Yeah, they could have more time for the 75 hard challenge.
Seriously. Move your damn body.
Go for a hot girl walk and talk nice to yourself.
Get off step away from the cell phone. Move your body. It'll improve your mood.
Oh my God.
I love it. And now you know how we feel.
Yeah.
So use that as a clip, all
much
right?
Much ado about nothing. Much ado about nothing. That's what I would say.
Amen.
Love it. Okay. Are we headed to study corner?
Yes.
We are?
Let's
okay.
go.
So we have a study and it is titled, How Fit Is Your Gut Microbiome?
Okay. So let's get into this. So this is a study that was published out of the University of Calgary. It was in the FASEB journal recently published. Let's go through it. Encouragingly, the study found that physical activity of moderate duration, greater than 150 minutes per week. Were they doing the 75 hard? I don't know. It increased both the richness and diversity of the gut microbiomes compared to study participants that exercised less. Given this, more exercise appears to be important in improving gut microbiome health, and individuals should aim to meet the Health Canada recommended 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity per week, which goes back to walking, right? That's we didn't plan that. Hot girl walk, 75 hard, walking for 45 minutes. So it's fascinating to think of the influence that our physical movement could have on our gut microbiome, which is where 75% of our immune system is. It impacts our vagus nerve, which improves our mood. There's so many far-reaching implications of improving gut microbiome health. What did you all think of this?
I think it's something that we could have all speculated to be true. I mean, obvious movement is going to be, as even the study said, we obviously know it's good for your heart, for your muscles, for your bones. But your mitochondria, your microbiome, your microbiome is a living thing and it's impacted by what you do, not just what you eat. And so I think that that's important to remember. And I want to point out 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week. I know that sounds like a lot, at first, but if you break that down, that's a little over 2 hours in an entire week. You can very much spread that out. So I want people to hear this study and realize that you can impact and read Gut Feelings. We talk all about the impact of your gut on your brain and how your brain impacts your gut. And so the more we can impact your gut microbiome for the better, we're all for it. I'm going to add this in the hot or not, and I'm going to say hot. And then, so I'm going to say, in all honesty, you have a little over 2 hours a week. And if you don't think you do, pick up your cell phone, look at the time that you spend on it, look at how many hours a week that you're on it. And I promise you, if you scale back and move this, this could be you in this study. You could be that person that had the more efficient gut microbiome because you incorporated just some moderate exercise throughout the week.
Yeah, that's such a harsh reality to think about, like comparing how much we spend on our phone.
Yes, it is.
Compared to how much movement we're doing a week. Ew, that actually made me cringe because I know that like it would be not the way, the ratio that I want it to be.
I'm cringing for sure.
But at the same time, I mean, I just think it's so incredible how powerful our microbiomes are and how much they play a part in every, you know, the way that our body functions and how things can work optimally. And so I think it's cool research. And obviously there's more to be done, but they're seeing that it's more about, you know, the length of time versus how hard the workout is and really just getting into that mindful movement. And, you know, I'm excited because at least our hot girl walks during lunch are helping me get to that. You know, we spend a half an hour a day walking for the most part. Some of us go more often than others. Talking to myself here.
I'm trying to get you out every day.
Yes,
you just like, no,
I go most of the time though.
You do.
But there's every once in a while.
You do, Emily.
Like,
you a walker.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just in a good book and I can't deviate from it.
Yeah, you're doing that part of the 75.
Exactly. Yeah,
part.
You're just, there we go. But
The study found also that poor dietary habits outweigh some of the beneficial influences of exercises in the gut microbiome. So, what says you cannot exercise your way out of a poor diet when you're talking about supporting gut health. I know that's radical TikTok.
Whole Foods.
Crazy. Oof.
I know, wild. But again, doesn't this study go back to everything that we already know? That your body is very intricately connected. And it's something that we have to honor in all capacities. And these studies are gentle reminders for us to incorporate something we all know we should be doing, which is movement. Mm-hmm. And the understanding that our bodies were designed to move and the fact that our bodies are impacted by that movement is all the more reason to do it.
Yeah. Great.
So yep, we need to get on the move.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. And here we are.
And you know, there's so much research around music and how it improves our mood, lowers stress and anxiety, supports our parasympathetic. I talk about it in Gut Feelings, sort of music therapy and sound therapy. And we have our own sound bath at the end of every Ask Me Anything.
So we wanted to tell you why we do this.
You know, I was thinking about this because it really just started like, what song is on your mind? But now it's like, plan a song, pick a song. But you know,
you don't like the pressure. Is that what you're saying?
I don't like the pressure because genuinely we did talk about this study and we forgot to bring it up, but we'll talk about it again.
Yeah.
But there's just songs that live on in there, you know, and sometimes
earworms.
They're just earworms, yes. And sometimes they're just stirred up. They're trying to peek their way out.
So like, yeah, it is interesting because you can hear a song in the 90s and
exactly.
Holly will just, I mean, so many of us, but this is a good example where you'll just think Backstreet's Back, All Right.
All Right, yep.
But it's in your brain. It's not like you're listening to it. Maybe you are.
Do you guys want to know the one that's there today?
But yes,
tell
I
us.
Do.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. You know that
one. Is that
one?
R. Kelly?
I don't think it's canceled.
You know what? Cancel me if you want.
You know what? Let's finish on Chris Rock real fast. In his Selective Outrage Netflix thing, he talks about that. Oh, you can play Michael Jackson, but you talk about R. Kelly.
Right.
And it's like,
we are so
full of hypocrites in our culture.
This one you guys will love. Cowboy, take me away. Anyone know it?
I do know exactly the song you're talking about.
I don't know.
Haters gonna hate.
I don't know it.
No, I know it, Holly. I love it.
The Dixie Chicks.
Yes.
Oh, they're not.
No, they're not. They're just
you're going to be canceled twice.
Oh my gosh. You're really canceled
Cancel
now.
Me up in here.
We'll get you an IV while we're at
it. It's just the Chicks now.
The Chicks, and that was not R. Kelly. That was definitely not. That was a remake, I'm sure. Of
it was a remake.
Someone else sang it.
Absolutely.
Someone else definitely
wrote it. There's that.
Those were the earworms
I think he wrote
for
it.
Today.
Okay.
I think he wrote it. I think we looked that up.
Oh, boy.
All right, everybody. Don't at Holly.
Fine.
All right, everybody. If you want to learn more about our clinical work, the telehealth center, becoming a patient, all the things, check it out at drworldcole.com. We'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back every Monday and Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.